Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Over the ruins of Ziklag and the collapse of Saul's house, a brighter day dawns. There will be some skirmishes in an attempt by Saul's remaining family to maintain the kingship. But there are no serious impediments now in David's pathway to the monarchy. Yet he will not assume anything. After the time of mourning is past, quote, David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to any of the cities of Judah?" 2 Samuel 2:1. Clearly, a minor southern border town in league with the Philistines was no place for the capital of the new king. But when the Lord told him to move north, again, he didn't take it on himself to select his new home. Quote, David said, "Where shall I go up?" And he said, "To Hebron." What memories would flood his soul at the hearing of the name. Abram's third altar was built here, and from his tent door he greeted his heavenly visitors. The patriarchs, save Joseph, were buried here at the cave of Machpelah, and this was the mountain claimed by Caleb, where he routed the sons of Anak. It was already a priestly city, and a city of refuge, and it strategically sat astride the main ridge road that ran the length of the country through the highlands. Until Jerusalem could be taken, after David had solidified his hold on all of Israel, Hebron would be an ideal location for the first 7.5 years. Quote, "So David went up there, and David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household," verses 2 and 3. Hebron means fellowship or joined. There would be many happy days there in the early years of the kingdom. Quote, "Then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah," verse 4, the second of David's 3 anointings. It's true, when we seek God's way, we also will enjoy God's fellowship.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.